How many names does God have? The Bible's answer. God has just one personal name. It is written Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh in Hebrew and is usually rendered Jehovah in English. The footnote reads, some Hebrew scholars favor the rendering Yahweh for God's name. End of footnote. Through his prophet Isaiah, God stated, I am Jehovah, that is my name. Isaiah 42:8. This name appears about 7,000 times in ancient Bible manuscripts, far more frequently than any other term for God, or indeed, anyone else's personal name. The footnote reads, a shortened form of the divine name, Jah, appears about 50 times in the Bible, including its use in the word Hallelujah, or Alleluia, which means praise Jah. End of footnote. Are there other names for God? Although the Bible refers to God by only one personal name, it uses many titles and descriptions for Him. The following list of some of those titles and descriptions shows how each one reveals an aspect of Jehovah's nature or His personality. Allah. Derived from Arabic, the word Allah is not a personal name, but a title meaning God. Bible translations in Arabic and other languages use Allah as an equivalent for God. Almighty. Genesis 17:1. Has irresistible power. The Hebrew expression, El Shaddai, God Almighty, occurs 7 times in the Bible. The Alpha and the Omega. Revelation 1:8, 21:6, and 22:13. The first and the last, or the beginning and the end, meaning that there was no Almighty God before Jehovah, and there will be none after Him. Alpha and Omega are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. Ancient of Days. Daniel 7:9, 13, and 22. Had no beginning, existed for an eternity before anyone or anything else came into being. Creator. Isaiah 40:28. Brought all things into existence. Father. Matthew 6:9. Life-giver. God. Genesis 1:1. An object of worship, a strong one. The Hebrew word Elohim is plural, indicating Jehovah's majesty, dignity, or excellence. God of gods. Deuteronomy 10:17. The supreme God, in contrast with the worthless gods worshipped by some. Grand instructor. Isaiah 30:20 and 21. Gives beneficial teaching and direction. Grand maker. Psalm 149:2. Brought all things into existence. Happy God. 1 Timothy 1:11. Characterized by joy and happiness. Hearer of prayer. Psalm 65:2. Personally listens to each prayer offered to him in faith. I am that I am. Exodus 3:14, King James Version. Becomes whatever is needed to fulfill his purpose. This phrase has also been translated, I will become whatsoever I please, or I will become what I choose to become. The Emphasized Bible by J.B. Rotherham and New World Translation. This description helps to explain the personal name Jehovah given in the next verse. Jealous. Exodus 34:14, King James Version. Tolerates no rivalry in worship. This term has also been translated, does not tolerate rivals, and known for requiring exclusive devotion. God's Word Bible and New World Translation. King of Eternity. Revelation 15:3. His rulership has no beginning or end. Lord. Psalm 135:5. Owner or master. Hebrew, Adon and Adonim. Lord of hosts, Lord of Sabaoth. Isaiah 1:9, King James Version, and Romans 9:29, King James Version. commander of vast forces of angels. The title Lord of Sabaoth can also be rendered Jehovah of Armies and Lord of the Heavenly Armies. Romans 9:29, New World Translation, and NET Bible, footnote. Most High. Psalm 47:2. Occupies the supreme position. Most Holy One. Proverbs 9:10. More holy, morally clean and pure than any other being. Potter. Isaiah 64:8. Has authority over individuals and nations, just as a potter has authority over clay. Redeemer, repurchaser. Isaiah 41:14, King James Version. Recovers or buys back mankind from sin and death through the ransom sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Rock. Psalm 18:2 and 46. A secure refuge and source of salvation. Savior. Isaiah 45:21. Delivers from danger or destruction. Shepherd. Psalm 23:1. Cares for his worshipers. Sovereign Lord. Genesis 15:2. Has supreme authority. Hebrew, Adonai. Supreme One. Daniel 7:18 and 27. The highest sovereign. Place names in the Hebrew Scriptures. Some place names in the Bible include God's personal name, but these are not alternate names for God. Jehovah Jireh. Genesis 22:13 and 14. Jehovah will provide. Jehovah Nissi. Exodus 17:15. Jehovah is my signal pole, or my banner. Today's New International Version. Jehovah is a God around whom his people can rally for protection and help. Jehovah Shalom. Judges 6:23 and 24. Jehovah is peace. Jehovah Shammah. Ezekiel 48:35, footnote, American Standard Version. Jehovah is there. Reasons to know and use God's name. God must feel that his personal name, Jehovah, is important because he included it thousands of times in the Bible. God's Son, Jesus, repeatedly stressed the importance of God's name. For instance, he prayed to Jehovah, "Let your name be sanctified." Matthew 6:9. Those who come to know and use God's name take the first steps in building a friendship with Jehovah. Such a relationship enables them to benefit from God's promise, "Because he has affection for me, I will rescue him. I will protect him because he knows my name." Psalm 91:14. The Bible acknowledges, "There are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, just as there are many gods and many lords." 1 Corinthians 8:5 and 6. Yet, it clearly identifies the one true God by his name, Jehovah.